Volare.
As the 1950s hit Volare plays, the camera moves past ancient ruins, classic fountains, and modern skyscrapers. A Roman policeman directing the notorious traffic turns to greet the audience.
I'm from Roma, and I see in Roma all is a story.
Then Woody Allen presents tourists and locals falling in love, a business executive who becomes a celebrity overnight, and an opera-singing undertaker, each in separate vignettes under the broad title, To Rome with Love.
A terrible title, incidentally. And my original title was The Bop Decameron, and nobody knew what the Decameron was, not even in Rome. Even the Italians didn't know.
Allen says the script for his 43rd film includes random ideas he had squirreled away on his desk.
There'll be a little note written on a matchbook or on a piece of paper that says, for example, a man who can only sing in the shower. And it'll occur to me at the time, this could make a funny story.
La vita inferno all'inferice. In vano morte desio.
Italian tenor Fabio Armiliato plays the man who sings in the shower but loses his voice on stage in front of an audience. Another vignette features newlywed Antonio, whose honeymoon is interrupted by Anna, a voluptuous prostitute who mistakes him for a client she was paid to entertain.
Tu hai veramente bisogno di una lezione.
She says, you really need a lesson in love, and it's all paid for.
Tanto già tutto pagato. E gratis.
Penelope Cruz plays Anna.
She's a character that has no filter in her brain that says everything the way she feels, and it's so liberating and so refreshing to be able to play somebody like that.
Woody Allen does something he has not done in his past six films. He takes an on-screen role.
Only because there was a part for me. When I write a script, if there's a part for me, then I play it. They gave us such a great room. You know, you married a very bright guy. I got 150, 160 IQ.
You're figuring it in euros. In dollars, it's much less.
Allen says he chose Rome for practical reasons. Backers put up the money for a film to be shot there. But co-star Alec Baldwin believes it created a light and breezy tone.
I think Italy has more of a sense of humor, and Rome has more of a sense of humor than a lot of other places I've been. It's just not very self-conscious, and I mean, every cliche I'd heard about was true. It was so pleasant and so relaxed to shoot there.
To Rome with Love also features Italian comic star Roberto Benigni, Australian actress Judy Davis, and rising young Americans Jesse Eisenberg and Greta Gerwig. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.